The following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcast Network. For advertising information or to find more great podcasts, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com and follow us on Twitter at RealTheUnderdog.
Yeah, you're listening to another episode of Get Paid with Sean Ryan. Today I'm going to be talking about the NFL rookies. So I should say, I guess the rising NFL rookies coming into the NFL draft this year. I'm going to be talking about the six first round quarterbacks today, kind of where I think they land, my impressions of them in terms of NFL talent and, of course, fantasy football talent. I do have some lines from BovadaSportsbook.com as well, just to see kind of what their odds are for being taken high versus what the teams where I think they're going to land, what those teams' odds are as well. Before I get rolling, I want to let everybody know out there, the Fantasy Football Almanac and Draft Guide for 2024 is well underway. I'm into stats now. I've already done a lot of the shuffling from free agency and all that. Really, I don't really even start writing the player stuff until the NFL draft is out. I might be able to get like a sneak peek or some stuff done and say, like Josh Allen, I know there's been some movement with wide receivers and all that, but I don't like to do stuff, especially this day and age, too early, because let's say the Bills trade Stephon Diggs or something like that during the draft. I mean, I don't think they will. There's stuff out in the press. I don't think they will, but if something like that happens, that's going to impact Josh Allen, and you can think of that times 31 other teams, or 32, I guess, teams, then... Yeah, it can get complicated if I write too much too early and then stuff slips under my feet. So I'll be writing it after the NFL draft. I anticipate everything to be posted to Amazon. I'll be ready for that first weekend of June. I'm also going to be selling it at a discounted rate on my website as well, but that's going to be an electronic version. So there you go, Fantasy Football Almanac and Draft Guide going to be available. Now, let me talk about the NFL draft from a quarterback perspective. I know the quarterbacks typically get taken too high. There's a lot of fanfare about Caleb Williams. We'll just start with him. By the way, Bovada has Caleb Williams at, let's see, where are you, Caleb Williams? Oh, I have my wrong notebook in front of me. Let me pull out the other notebook. Caleb Williams, Bovada has at minus 4,000 to be taken, number one overall. And I think those are really good odds. I shouldn't say those are good odds in terms of payout, but I think that the odds are that's what's going to happen. I think the Bears will take him. I like Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator there. He did really well with Geno Smith in terms of resurrecting his career. The thing that I like about him specifically is he has experience working with a defensive head coach, which means he's basically been the entire architect, really the head coach of the offense. Whereas, you get some of these guys like Getsy was really kind of a couple of rungs down on the ladder from LaFleur in Green Bay when they had him. So, I think it's an upgraded offensive coordinator. It wasn't the sexiest move, but I think it was a good move. The Seattle's offense has been pretty good. The defense has been the problem. Pete Carroll's defense had been the problem in Seattle. So I like what Chicago's doing. I like the addition. I really like the addition of Keenan Allen. You got DJ Moore. Cole Kmet was really good. I mean, this, and I think the offensive line was better than they got credit for because Fields ran himself into sacks, took sacks that he probably shouldn't have taken. I think Chicago is going to do pretty well. The thing is, I'm not a big lover of Caleb Williams. I don't think he's the slam dunk number one pick. Like if I were a GM, by the way, I get paid to do podcasts. I don't get paid GM. So there's a reason I'm sitting here and not in an NFL room, but there's also a reason why basically one quarterback every one or two years hits, right? It's hard to compute really what makes a quarterback that talented. Look, he has talent, but he didn't play well in big games this year. He seemed a little sulky. There was stuff coming out about his camp about, hey, I'm not going to play for this team. I'm not going to do that. I don't love the optics there. I'm not feeling warm and fuzzy about his mentality coming into the NFL. So, given where he's going to be taken, I certainly think the bust meter is going to be out there. Is he going to be a bust? I don't know. A lot of that has to do with coaching. I do like the coaching staff that they have there. But if things don't go really well in Chicago this year, I mean, he could be looking at a new coach next year. Then you have a Trevor Lawrence situation where you have to acclimate to not only the NFL, but then a new coach in the second year, learn a new system. I mean, Trevor Lawrence probably isn't even going to be comfortable in the system until this season, and he's going to be 4 years into the NFL. So I hope that the same doesn't happen for Caleb Williams. The Bears, by the way, Bovada have at plus 4,000 to win the Super Bowl. So Caleb Williams is minus 4,000 to be the number one overall pick. And once again, Bovada has the Bears at plus 4,000 to win the Super Bowl. So their odds have been tracking up with these moves. I think the Bears have made a lot of nice moves. I really do. Let's see. The next quarterback I'm going to talk about is Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels will go, when all is said and done, I think he will go to the Washington Commanders because he gives you the best combination of on-field production. He was really good this last year. I do like these transfer quarterbacks because they have to learn a new system. He wasn't, you know, lighting the stat sheet on fire a couple years ago, but he goes to Brian Kelly, smart coach, you know, good offense. 70-something percent completion rate, 30-something touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Those are really good numbers in a tough conference. What I love about Jaden Daniels, and this is why, like, this is what I pay attention to, he plays really well in big games. His stats don't shrink in the big games. And you'll notice a theme here when I talk about the other quarterbacks. I think he goes to the Commanders. I like Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not a big fan of hiring defensive head coaches, but what Dan Quinn did in Atlanta, he took big swings at offensive coordinator. The year that he had Kyle Shanahan, they went to the Super Bowl. Then he took another big swing with Sarkisian instead of promoting from within. That didn't work out so well. I like that he brought in Cliff Kingsbury to run the offense. Kingsbury's been an NFL head coach. He's smart. He calls a good offense. And he has experience working with a mobile quarterback. I like this landing spot. There's going to be some stability for him 2 to 3 years. Whoever Washington ends up taking, by the way, the stability is going to be there for at least 2 to 3 years. The new regime's in there. I like what they have to offer. I think he goes to the Commanders. Commanders right now are at plus, according to Bovada, plus 12,500 to win the Super Bowl. I actually think their odds should be a little bit better than that. I like the moves. They're really aggressive, kind of rebuilding the defense. Their defense there in Washington was slow. This defense is not going to be slow when they get Dan Quinn involved. And yeah, they have to rebuild some stuff, but the offense actually has a lot of pieces built. They just weren't really utilized. I think this Washington team is going to be pretty good next year. Wouldn't shock me if they challenge for a playoff spot in the first year of this new coaching regime. The third quarterback I'm going to talk about is Drake May. Now, Drake May, is he the number two pick? Is he the number three pick? I don't know. Actually, if you look at the odds to be taken number one overall, Drake May's at plus 1,600. I will say Jaden Daniels is at plus 900. So odds are Jaden Daniels is going to go higher than Drake May, according to Bovada. But Drake May, everybody's talking about, oh, he's got a Josh Allen-type body and this and that. He doesn't have Josh Allen-type production. He is a little bit raw. I think he only has like 2 years of starts. And he shrinks against the toughest opponents. If you look at the stats, you look at like how did he play against FSU? How did he play against Clemson in the ACC? A weaker ACC, by the way, compared to how Jaden Daniels had to get through the SEC last year. He shrunk. Drake May shrunk in these games. So I'm not a big fan of quarterbacks that shrink in big games in college because, look, every game is huge in the NFL. Every opponent is tough in the NFL. So if you're kind of getting fat and happy against the Vanderbilts, well, I guess not Vanderbilt. I'm trying to think of another bat. NC States of the World or something like that. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is how do you play against the FSUs and the Clemsons in your conference? Or if you're in the SEC, how do you play against Alabama? How do you play against LSU? How do you play against, you know, these really good SEC teams? If you're in the Big Ten, Big 12, same deal. How do you play against Michigan and Ohio State? How do you play against, well, last year Texas, but now they're going to SEC. I digress. So, you know, Drake May shrinking against the toughest teams. I'm not into it. Where does he go? I actually have him slipping in a surprise. I have him slipping and going to the Giants, the New York Giants. I think that I'll talk about the Patriots in a little bit. I think the Patriots will let Drake May slip. And it'll be a surprise on draft day, I think. And then assuming at that point, by the way, if he slips past the Patriots, then the Cardinals, then the Chargers are in prime position to trade down and let a team like Minnesota trade up if Minnesota likes Drake May. But that's when you start to see the trades happen, in my opinion, depending on what New England does with that number three pick. But yeah, New York Giants, I think, are going to end up with Drake May. Then they're going to have two quarterbacks that shrink in big moments. And the New York Giants, according to Bovada, are plus 12,500 to win the Super Bowl. Then we have, let's see here, the number four quarterback I'm going to talk about is J.J. McCarthy. he's the guy I think that the Patriots will take. You know, I know Jim Harbaugh is like talking him up and all that. Well, I think J.J. McCarthy is a little bit of an unknown entity because, you know, he plays well, but that was really kind of a run tough offense and all that. So we didn't really see him lighting the stat sheet on fire, but we didn't see him have to do that. I like him. He got the job done. He played well in big games. Like he was a big game quarterback. He brought home the national title. That means something to me. Remember Joe Burrow? That's one of the Joe Burrow, how well he played in his title game was like an eye-opener for me. J.J. McCarthy, I don't think he's at that level, but I think he's good, and I think that's going to count for something. He measured a little bit taller than I thought, a little bit bigger, so the measurables are a little bit there as well. His arm strength is good. I think he's going to continue to ascend up the draft board. I think he's going to interview well as well. And I think the New England Patriots are going to invest in that. And like I said, it's going to be a surprise because everybody's been talking about Drake May for a while. But I think when you look at it, the GMs have all this time to prepare. They're like, man, J.J. McCarthy did nothing but produce in big games. He won a title. Yeah, did he throw for like millions of yards? No, but Jim Harbaugh didn't ask him to do that. I think he's going to be fit for the NFL, longtime college starter. I like it. I like what J.J. McCarthy can do. J.J. McCarthy, according to Bovada, is going to be the odds of him being the number one overall pick are plus 4,000. It's not going to happen. But what I like is the Patriots, they're at Bovada has at plus 17,500 to win the Super Bowl. I think McCarthy's your guy, your number three pick. I wouldn't take I'm not taking a raw guy who can't throw the ball well against FSU. I'm not doing it if I'm a GM. The fifth quarterback out of six that I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about Bo Nix. Now, this is one of the guys that I liked. Again, I like this new age where college quarterbacks kind of, you know, go into the portal and they go to different teams because you can see how a player picks up a new offense. So Bo Nix, I think he's played for three teams. He's been his college starter since, I think, the 70s. I mean, he's been more college starts, if I'm not mistaken, than anybody in the history of college football. And he produced very well for Dan Lanning and the Oregon Ducks. He played very, very well. I was talking to, I can't remember who, I said, you know, he played big in big moments, and somebody said, oh, not big enough. Well, you know, I used to say this about Peyton Manning back in the day. If Peyton Manning gets to a playoff game and puts up 35 points against a team and he loses 36-35, is that Peyton Manning's fault? He didn't rise to the occasion because he threw five touchdown passes in a playoff game? I mean, give me a break. So Bo Nix, I mean, he had two losses last year. They were to Michael Penix and the Washington Huskies. And he played really well in both of those games. Look, Washington played a little bit better. The Oregon defense couldn't stop him. That's not a reflection on Bo Nix. So he's got that, you know, long-term starter. He was able to learn multiple offenses. He excelled the more experience he got. And he played well in big moments. So, you know, he's a guy that I like. He's a guy that's going to slip to the mid to late round. We'll see. I tend to think that, you know, depending on what happens with the top, you know, three to four guys, Minnesota's primed to take a guy like Bo Nix at 11 if they stay there. And I'm going to say, you know, barring a trade up, which Minnesota having two first round picks, they can certainly do. Barring a trade up, I think that Minnesota's going to just kind of sit. If they sit at 11, they'll get Bo Nix at that pick. And I think they'll be very happy with Bo Nix. Minnesota, by the way, right now, Bovada has at plus 5,500 to win the Super Bowl, which I find very interesting because the Chicago Bears have better odds to win the Super Bowl than the Minnesota Vikings. And that's based purely on Kirk Cousins leaving town and Chicago picking Caleb Williams. I think that there's a much higher likelihood of the Minnesota Vikings winning the Super Bowl than the Chicago Bears. So I actually like that plus 5,500. But we'll see what happens. You know, it would not shock me at all, especially if Drake May falls. Wouldn't shock me at all to see Minnesota move up. It also wouldn't shock me if Minnesota really wants J.J. McCarthy. Like I said, I like him. I like the way he's moving up the draft boards. Let's see here. The last quarterback I'm going to talk about, the last first-round quarterback, in my opinion, Michael Penix Jr. Now, I've seen mocks have him slip to the second round. You know, all this stuff about how he's injury-prone, I mean, that's true. He's injury-prone, but... well, I shouldn't say he's injury-prone. He had an injury history, but he didn't have anything that was like... It's not like, you know, he like... blew up a shoulder and you know, these kinds of things. You know, he missed time. You know, people miss time. I'm not that worried about it. He didn't look bad last year. He has a little bit of an unorthodox throwing motion. I don't know that needs to be fixed or anything like that. He has an arm, played well in big moments. They didn't use him at Washington, you know, in terms of scrambling, probably because some of those injury, you know, the injury history. He is a little bit more mobile than I think he gets credit for at this point because he was kind of a pocket passer. But being a pocket passer is a good thing coming into the NFL as well. Where I see Penix landing is actually with the Seattle Seahawks. I think that's the perfect landing spot. I forgot where they're picking. I have it somewhere here. I'll pull it up in a second. But, you know, the rising offensive coordinator to go with that new coaching staff was the offensive coordinator for Penix when he was at Washington last season. There's a lot of familiarity there. Believe me, he's going to know about kind of the injury, you know, history, all that stuff. So if he's comfortable with it, the Seattle Seahawks picking at 16, I think Penix falls into their laps, and I think that that coaching staff would be very happy. Even before like all that coaching staff happened, and you know, you have the ex-Baltimore defensive coordinator there, Penix, just his delivery and his pocket presence reminded me a lot of Lamar Jackson. Obviously, Jackson runs and he's dynamic in that way. But, you know, Lamar Jackson, the passer, the throwing motion, you know, Jackson's a little bit cleaner in that regard. But Jackson and Penix reminded me a lot of their pocket ability, kind of moving through, moving around, being able to hit receivers downfield. I like Penix. I think that's a great landing spot for him at 16. By the way, the Seattle Seahawks, according to Bovada, are plus 7,000 to win the Super Bowl. So there you go. That's a show. That's the quarterbacks. I'll probably come back, talk about the running backs, but I'd like to see where the running backs land more than anything else. So I'm going to be doing that as I continue the work on the Fantasy Football Almanac. By the way, go to thefantasyfootballalmanac.com. Sign up for, you know, the updates. You'll know when the book's going to be out. You'll get it at a discount. You get all the rankings updates. You'll get all the waiver wire, like in-depth analysis throughout the year as well. All that stuff is free, so check it out. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you again on another episode soon. You want to get paid? Then get paid. Sean and Brad help you with the games. From the fantasy to the gambling, we the NFL experts help you win. You better tune in for the two hosts. They know everything from the players to the coaches. So get paid on a Sunday, because the team right here know the game the most. From Chi-Town to the Florida coast. Got swag, got butter with the toast. Brad's a washed-up model, don't hate on that. Sean writes the Fantasy Football Almanac. So quit that losing time to win. We talk fantasy or real, whatever you win. You're going to wish this podcast never end. Now get ready for the best show to begin. Let's go.